This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's the Law this afternoon, and Anna Murphy, another great interview coming up from the people at the Melbourne Theatre Company.
How blessed
I'm
so excited. This is amazing.
Here's where I struggle, because they've got beautiful names for actors.
Oh, God.
And I know there's a chance, kids. I could get this wrong.
A chance.
We have Gabriel Vancourt.
Correct.
Oh, and Rahel Rahman.
Oh, oh my God, give yourself the clap. Yes.
I wish I could.
You can't do that.
I made it an easy name on purpose, just so it's memorable.
Gabriel and Rahel, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, tell us, you're doing actually a play I saw many, many years ago when I was at school.
How long ago was that?
About 20. I think I've done my 25th.
Wow. That's too much about me.
Back to you. So you're doing Cosy.
Correct.
Yes, we are.
Amazing. Mm-hmm.
Now, Anna's been talking it up. She's seen it. She's done some study on it. I did an acting class
26 or 7 years ago. So please don't test me. Oh, no, don't test me on the play.
Who did you play?
Oh, you know the girl who was the hairdresser?
You don't even know her name.
I played Julie.
A little part.
No, well, I think we just did it as scene work. I didn't do it on stage or anything. Anyway, back to you.
This is exciting.
It's a classic Australian play. It's an absolute pleasure to work on such great material. You know, it's one of our one of our country's favourite plays. You know, Louis Nara is a terrific playwright.
Amazing. And like I have read that you're a NIDA, Gabriel. Ex-graduate. Is it something that you studied when you were at NIDA, or did you come in contact with the play earlier, or have you come into contact with it now?
I've never worked on the play until now.
Okay.
Obviously, there's a classic monologue within the play, a monologue about cats that my acquaintance Rahel over here does during the show, which is one of those classic audition monologues.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think it was even banned for a time.
Probably because people got so sick of it.
Absolutely. Yep. And for anyone out there who's done the rounds of auditions from time to time, this is one of the plays that seems to pop up. Rahel, had you gone into contact with it before?
They were sick of the monologue, and so they picked an actor they were sick of. No, I'm just kidding. No, it was good. It's been a fantastic... I knew the play very well.
Did you do NIDA as well?
I was from the street.
You're a street kid.
I'm a street kid.
He's a good kid from the dusty streets of Sydney.
It does say here he's one of Australia's rising actors with a string of impressive credits.
That's right.
In film, theatre and television.
That's right.
Can you tell us a few?
Absolutely. Well, I've been acting for a very long time, since I was about 13 years of age. So I just, you know, you start off how you do it.
And Rahel, you seriously look like you're about 22.
I'm 25.
Okay,
Babyface for a month.
Oh, really?
You've been doing a lot.
Size of this beard, I was wondering.
You're with the old age pensioners in here. It's okay.
Oh, not at all. You guys are vibrant and
vibrant.
Way more than
we
I
don't
either.
Get called vibrant a lot. Anyway,
just a couple of short films. Then I did a couple of TV shows and finally got a big role on SBS called The Principal, and that kind of shot me into a good kind of motion with my career. So it was really good. And then eventually, at the age of 22, I started working in theatre as well, and that door was open. Thankfully, I did a general.
What's your favourite?
My favourite
TV.
Look,
films.
Honestly, they're all enjoyable in their own way. Mm. And
we always ask that.
Absolutely,
Very democratic answer.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly. Most people will say it's kind of like picking a favourite child.
That's right.
Really, that's right.
It?
Sophie's choice, isn't it?
Yeah.
But in this case, it would be because I'm doing theatre. That the beautiful perk of theatre is everything is chronological. You're given this one character. You go through a whole arc and journey.
That's
so it's an
nice.
Exciting experience. And also, it's a different ball game, you know. It's physical, it's vocal, there's a lot more of the instrument of the actors.
It's risky, it's media.
That's right. But if you have a camera right there in front of you, flicker of an eye or a twitch, anything will say a lot. But on stage, it needs to be more grander and more bigger and expressive, and that's the more exciting part, I think.
Well, as I said before, I don't know anything about this, but I do. I've been reading a little bit. It's set in 1971, Cosy, which is I was one. in Australia. Now, it's apparently the nation was protesting the war against Vietnam, and the cast, a cast of complete amateurs, are preparing for a performance of Mozart's famous classic opera. Is that right?
Cosy Van Tutti.
Okay. But it's set inside a psychiatric ward.
A mental institution. institution.
Yeah, mental institution.
Wow, yeah, absolutely.
That sounds happy.
Not only are the actors non-professional actors, they all have a kind of mental health hurdles that they have to overcome in doing the show. So.
And the director's fresh out of acting school, wants to make this work.
Yeah, he's a university grad, very limited experience himself. So it's a bit of a underdog story, you might say, scraping together, trying to put on a show.
It's definitely an ensemble cast. So are you all like family now? And we ask this every time too. But sure, I mean, are you really enjoying just that aspect of it?
Absolutely. Yep. I think they really they cast it with this dream cast. I couldn't have picked a better group of people to work with. Just from day one, the energy in the room. Sarah Good's fabulous director created such a wonderful room. Yeah. I have not worked in such a positive environment. Just from day one, the chemistry in the room was great.
They got
so many actors on stage making those offers.
Yeah, well, that's our producer, Damien. He actually went and saw it, and he said that it's just amazing. Like, it just doesn't stop. Like, there's just stuff happening all the time.
Yeah,
which is unusual for a stage play.
Absolutely, and particularly to have not only a big ensemble play, but an Australian play. You know, most Australian plays have quite small casts because just the kind of the sheer cost of staging a play like that. So to work on Australian content and a big ensemble piece as well is a real treat.
I was quite impressed that they haven't modernised this. This is still set in the 70s.
Very much
it?
So, yeah.
So lately there seems to be a quite the trend to bring things forward, which is fine, or reimagine. But this is stuck in the 70s, which is great. I think that's awesome that they're
absolutely
stuck to their guns.
Keeping the play within the actual context in which the play itself is written.
So is it full set? Like, are you...
Absolutely.
It's not like black.
You got the flaring jeans and the...
A little bit of black.
We got a bit of black.
You know where you... Like a lot of plays these days,
flare
they don't
jeans.
Do a lot.
Is this a comedy?
No, it's set in the 70s. That's what people used to wear.
But is it a comedy?
There's funny bits.
Well, it's a Louis Naur comedy, so it's dark. It's unapologetically dark.
It's funny,
but it is very, very funny.
Yeah.
It's very funny, but, you know, it's also very heartwarming. And when you see the characters in this play all go through their kind of changes and transformations, it's very nice to watch. And because you do slowly love them as it goes on.
Yes.
But to your question of the set, it is, I mean, what's beautiful about this set is when you go to a theatre, usually it's an empty stage.
That's what I was...
And that's what it is. So when we first enter, it won't ruin too much, but when we first get on stage, it is empty. But every character has fascinating little quirks and little objects that represent them and slowly fill up the stage with the story. And
that's great.
And it becomes... It's a fascinating kind of build.
Yeah, you two are so passionate. You've sold this thing so well. And haven't even tried.
Absolutely. And we haven't even plugged it yet.
Exactly. So where can people see this, get tickets,
absolutely.
And what's the dates?
Head to the MTC website. You can find tickets there. And we play right up until June 8th, I think, is our closing night. So there's plenty of opportunities.
How many nights a week, sorry?
Eight times a week.
Eight times a week.
Every night except Sunday and two matinees, which are Wednesday and Saturday.
Doing eight times a week, do you find that there's... Because every night is completely different, yeah?
Yes and
pretty much.
Yeah, I think it's one of the beauties of doing stage work in that you do have to have that ability to repeat, to do it as staged every time. But each night, the frisson is different. There might be the slightest change in tone or timing
but it's also...
Here.
You've got so many people on stage and someone might be having an off moment.
Absolutely, yeah.
So how do you deal with that? Like, that's hard work.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you can fall out of it if something goes wrong, but...
Do you want to bag anyone out? Who's fallen so far?
Oh, look,
we'll bag each other out.
Present
don't
company
you
excluded.
Dare turn them against each other,
but
Dean
look,
Murphy.
It's actually more exciting when something goes wrong because everyone immediately tunes in.
Yeah, quite often that's where the real listening happens. Like,
absolutely, yeah. You know, I think it's part of the reason why people still go to the theatre because it is live. It has that real sense of anything could happen. And that's part of the energy that drives the story for it as well, is that these characters are, you know, they're unpredictable characters. Sometimes they might be really up or really down, happy or sad. Someone might have some kind of outburst.
That's right.
Someone's having an outburst.
Yeah,
I can't work with these people.
Try working with her. That's every time we're on the show.
It could be the same energy that moves this radio show forward.
Yeah,
you know?
I have outbursts all the time.
All the time.
But also, you know, an actor may... Or, you know, a performer may do something on the night which just instinctually or just feels right energetically to try it this way, this particular time. And it's always, it's always fascinating for the members on stage, as we're all staying in character, but it's always interesting to see a performer try something just a little bit different, just kind of the spur of the moment, mm-hmm. kind of, you know. So yeah. that's also amazing. Awesome.
Well, look, I always love having MTC actors and directors and everything. I'm a frustrated actress here myself, so I love it. I'm so impressed.
We've got to get you in the audition room.
Well, you know.
you could play Julie in this one.
Well, yeah. Dust off that hairdresser model.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could come and play Doug one night. I'll get the night off.
Boys, thank you so much for coming in. If you want details on that, you can go to mtc.com.au for tickets. It's on 8 days, 8 times a week. And it's until June 8th. So we thank you for your time. Thank you for coming in.
You guys are fantastic.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having us, guys.
Such a pleasure.
Cheers.
Thanks, guys.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.